Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. A Fairbanks man accused of putting a 4-year-old boy in a chokehold at Belaine Lake last year was sentenced to 1 year and 15 days in prison after making a plea agreement with the state. 32-year-old Elliot Cruikshank was charged with felony third-degree assault and misdemeanor fourth-degree assault for the October 16, 2018 incident. He pleaded guilty Wednesday to the felony assault charge and was sentenced to 2 years with one suspended. According to a criminal complaint filed in the case, University of Alaska Fairbanks police responded to Belaine Lake after a witness reported seeing a man, later identified as Cruikshank, threatening and behaving belligerently toward a small child. Police were en route when the same witness reported the man was yelling and screaming at the child and had put the child in a chokehold. More than 76,000 Alaska students across the state took math and English tests this spring. The state shared the results this week, and as KTOO's Zoe Gruskin reports, there is plenty of room for improvement.
Alaska students in grades 3 through 9 took the tests this spring. Just 2 out of 5 earned at least a proficient score in English language arts. That number is even lower for math. Exactly what proficient means varies by grade level, but for example, to earn that score on the math test, a student in 5th grade has to be able to multiply and divide multi-digit numbers, among other things. For the English test, a 5th grader needs a good grasp on figurative language. This is the 3rd year the state has used this test, called the Performance Evaluation for Alaska Schools, or PEAKS. Assessments Administrator Isaac Paulson says the scores aren't much of a change.
We're down slightly from where we were last year,
but up slightly from the year before that. Paulson says there's not enough data to talk about long-term trends. The state has already published every school district's scores online. School districts can use the results to evaluate programs and inform funding decisions. Students will receive their individual scores, but the state is looking at the big picture. The scores help the state determine which schools need the most support. Aaron Hardin, Special Assistant to the Education Commissioner, says a major goal of the state is closing achievement gaps between different groups of students.
When you look at, say, our economically disadvantaged students, our English learners, our students with disabilities, their results compared to all students, there are large gaps in achievement.
The state is now in the process of determining which Alaska schools need the most support. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.
And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.